From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
The Secret Life of Motherhood is a podcast that a friend and I started about a year ago. And we are now evolving it into a vodcast for One Africa as well. And it's basically, it's a space where we talk about all of these important things, you know, about kids, the things that moms don't want to talk about. They're too scared to ask the questions. So we say what we want to say and we shout it from the rooftops, and we're very serious about those secret parts. So we're very excited to have a teacher from a small town who has gone viral. I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous chatting to you.
I'm getting a hang of all these things. I was also very nervous in the beginning.
Really?
It was just interviews after interviews, but I feel like I'm getting a bit comfortable.
Yes, you're a natural. So tell me, I heard in the interview that you did on Nova, you made a small mention of, as a girl child who went through certain things yourself. So is that what inspired you to teach your grade one learners about this important topic?
Yes. I was violated when I was small, and I did not really have anyone to talk to because I didn't grow up with my mom. I was staying with my grandmother, and I had to go through something very dramatic that caused a lot of trauma for me. And I felt like when I vowed to be a teacher, I felt like I should be there. I should be able to do something because I want to be the teacher that I needed. So I need to fill up a gap somewhere. So not only was I isolated for too long, and I had never really told, I just told few of my family members, the person that violated me only just even apologized this year. So I'm feeling like all these things that are happening, It's like a opening for me, because after he apologized, all this is happening, because that's how I also found my closure, because he said that I didn't mean to do that, but then it happened. And the fact that it happened, and he said that I'm really grateful that you turned out to be the woman that you are today, and you don't allow what has happened to move you into a certain direction where you would have been something else. You would have been a drunk art today. You would have been just lost. But I'm really grateful that you took something and you turn it into something positive. So
positive.
I had to go through that.
I needed tissues.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's inspiring.
It was a lot for a young girl, and I felt like I needed to do something. I needed to, that's why I pursued this career of teaching, because if I have to be closer to the children, I have to get to a place where I need to be close to them. I always wanted to be an accountant, but I felt like I need to do something about this, because not every parent is able to sit down, and not every child is a parent that sits down with them.
Yeah.
Because I needed someone to sit down, but then the type of environment that we grew up in, they don't really allow such things to happen.
Mm.
So I just felt like I needed to be there. And the way the things are playing out, I feel like I made a right choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
yes.
I saw also, I did some snooping on your TikTok, and I saw that in one of your videos, you said when you become a teacher, so that you can be the teacher you never had.
Yeah.
And that is so beautiful, because in all of your videos, I've got goosebumps. You can see, you can see the passion that you have for what you do, and that's phenomenal. That's so inspiring.
Thank you.
So tell me,
you know, when
you first started the song in your classroom, what was the reaction like from, because grade one learners are, they're small, they're six and seven, so what was the reaction from them?
We have the topic of being safe, luckily, in our curriculum, and that's what we, how to be safe at home, how to be safe at school, and saying no to strangers. So I had to teach them for that one week, because it's a topic, is 1 week long. And while I was teaching them, I was also just using the right emotion and the right motive and showing them inappropriate ways of touching. And when I started to show them, there were some that were giggling, laughing, because, you know, we are not taking such topics serious.
Yeah.
But after I told them that it is wrong, even if it's someone that you trust, it is wrong for anyone to do this or do that. So it became to be serious for them, and they saw that my teacher is serious.
Yeah.
And when I started to introduce the song, they took it very seriously.
Mm.
You'd hear in the beginning some of them, but then the more I was serious and the more I was trying to bring out the message in a manner that they should be able to take this seriously and respect the fact that they have a voice, they took it very well.
Okay.
They participated, they were angry as well, and then I would ask him, what will you do? And teacher, I'll say no, I'll speak up, I'll tell my mother. And it was a beautiful moment. Never did we think that this would happen, but I'm really grateful that they took it the way I wanted them to take it.
Absolutely. So as a mom of a 9-year-old boy, I also, this has been a very firm topic in my house as well. From an early age, you know, I taught him that this is wrong. You should tell me if this happens or so and so. But what advice do you have for moms out there who want to approach this topic with their children, but they don't know how?
Yeah, they don't know how. As parents, as mothers, we should not allow them to find out on their own, because we have televisions that are very visual. They are, we have, everything has been introduced to our kids. We feel like it's just a game, but then there's a message behind the game.
Exactly.
So I know it's somehow of a sensitive topic, but if we don't do it, somebody else will do it in a manner that will violate them, or a manner that will steal their innocence forever.
Yeah.
And even though we don't want to say it, We have to find a manner in which we can introduce them. When we are telling them about, this is your private part, this is your safe area, nobody should touch it. And when somebody touches it, how a child that is going through that thing does not even know that it is wrong.
No.
Because they were touched and then they started to feel nice about it, and now they are introducing it to their friends.
Yeah.
And it's not a good message to spread around. So we should be able to tell them that it is wrong. Whether it is nice, whether your friends are telling you that it is nice, that you should try this out, it is wrong. You don't need to allow anyone to do that. So at a point, we just have to be open with them. We just have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable with them and be able to voice it for them. So I feel like every incident that happened, and after I got my baby girl, every incident that happened was just trying to teach me in a way I can speak to my children, and in a way I can be able to change what has not changed necessarily what has happened to me, but use it to be able to teach my children to be ready for anything and to be knowledgeable about anything and everything. So we have to start as early as possible.
Exactly what you said there, because a lot of the negative comments that you've been receiving is also about the fact that you are having this discussion with grade one learners. But do you know what? I don't think personally that that is too young, because like you mentioned, the programs on TV, friends talk, they've got older brothers or sisters at home. And it's also what you said, I'm going to repeat it. You want to get in there first. You don't want someone else to give them the distorted message. You want to be there first.
Yes.
So it's tough being a parent, isn't it?
It is. Because you are the first response. You are literally everything. They learn from you. And if they can't learn from you, then you are giving someone else a room to teach them.
Exactly.
So we just have to find a way to do it.
Exactly. And now, lastly, you and I spoke a little bit before we started recording the conversation. Sadly, TikTok is not monetized. in Namibia yet.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll be
Yes.
changing that for us. Let's see. But
Yes.
you recently had someone, a company, reach out to you with a little
Yes.
gift. Who was that company and what did they give you?
So Metro called me and they said that we know that TikTok is not monetized, but we just want to give you something as valuable just to say thank you. And we see that you are the reward card holder, and we see that you are a loyal customer, so we want to reward you in a way that we can. And then they loaded 2,000 Namibian dollars. And as someone that never really, I don't do things for myself, I don't know, I feel, guilty when I try to invest in myself. I was like, okay, let me buy something for myself. I bought an air fryer for myself, so my kitchen is getting fancier. And I also got some chips and lollipops for my kids so that we can also celebrate together. Bought some ice, what is it? Ice pop, because we eat instant porridge in the class for those ones that are not bringing thick things during break time. So
Okay.
that's what I did, and we spent everything. We cannot leave anything behind. So I'm truly grateful. And maybe in the long run, TikTok will be monetized, because I always say that there are a lot of youth that can benefit from social platforms,
Absolutely.
and can really put a plate on their table. But at the moment, I'm really grateful. And if anyone else is also trying to reach out, I'm here.
You can reach out as
Yeah,
well to
so
the
I'm truly
Secret
grateful.
Life of Motherhood, and we will
Yes.
connect you
Yes.
with Halda.
Oh, wow. I appreciate
I
that.
mean,
Yes.
she is really, as you can see from this interview as well, her heart is in it. She's passionate about what she does. And this, yeah, it's been an absolute lovely chat. Thank you so much for making the time in your very busy
Thank
schedule
you.
nowadays. I appreciate. And
Thank you so much.
then hopefully we'll chat soon when you rock the world of TikTok again. Who knows?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this a lot.
Thank you, Halda. All the best and good luck with the rest of the week and the year. I know
Yes.
teachers have it rough, so we appreciate teachers and we appreciate you.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.